I agree with Master Catan, Silgall said. Chief Dala is taking the resignations of Malari and Rico as a bolt across her bow.
How so? Asked Kip.
The only thing more frightening to Chief Dala than an independent Jedi Order is no order at all,
Silgall explained.
So she reads the resignations as a warning. If she continues to push, the Jedi will disband and spread across the galaxy as independent agents. Then it will be impossible for anyone to control us.
Kip smiled. Not a bad idea when you think about it.
It's a very bad idea,
Kenth grumbled, finally looking away from Kyle.
How do you think we would accomplish anything?
And we still have the dozens of Jedi Knights who are hidden at shelter as young ones,
Silgall pointed out.
If we disband...
Hold on, Kip said, waving both palms. Joke, okay? Silgall's eyes narrowed ever so slightly, but she simply inclined her head.
Of course. Forgive me.
She turned to the other masters.
Perhaps if we sent Leia to explain...
No. We explain nothing to Dala.
It was Corrin who said this, though his gaze remained fixed on the floor.
That would imply the Order answers to her. And the day that happens, you're going to have a lot more than apprentices resigning.
A heavy silence fell over the circle as the masters considered his words. Then Saba Sebatine hissed,
Master Horn is correct. The Jedi Order is no Thedaikli herd. We are Shartooks.
Kip turned to her in obvious confusion. Sure, he said. What's a Shartook?
A guard beast,
Saba explained.
It protects the lair from Zooxy and Tarnogs.
Oh, that explains it. Kip rolled his eyes, then asked, And Zooxy and Tarnogs are what exactly?
Always hungry.
Saba leaned forward and jabbed a talon toward the viewport, where the silver cylinder of the Galactic Justice Center was just visible on the far side of Fellowship Plaza.
Like any tyrant.
Kip nodded. Ah, of course. He turned back to Silgall. We can't explain to Dala. We're the Shartooks, and she's the Zooxy.
Tarnog,
Saba corrected.
Zooxy are skin parasites. The Shartook eats them off.
I don't know, Kip said. Zooxy sounds like a pretty good description of most of the politicians I've...
In any case,
Silgall interrupted.
We're the Shartooks, and Shartooks don't explain. Where does that leave us with Tahiri?
Well, she's not a Jedi anymore,
Kent said.
And that means we can't demand anything on her behalf.
Not that Dala would listen if we tried, Kyle replied. But we can and should support her. I insist on that much.
As does this one,
Saba agreed.
The Order will send Nawara Venn to represent her.
And plant the idea in a few media heads that there's a disparity of treatment between her and Chaw Nyathol, Kyle said. Maybe even provide some background on Nyathol and Dala's partnership after the Battle of Fondor.
Good, Corrin said. That should put some pressure on Dala to give Tahiri an easy out.
When no one objected, Kenth let out a long sigh.
Agreed.
For the first time since the Solos had entered the room, Corrin raised his gaze and turned it on Jaden Kor.
Now, Jedi Kor, perhaps you'd be good enough to tell us why you ignored orders and allowed the Solos to interrupt us.
Kor's face reddened, but he met Corrin's gaze and said, I'm sorry, Master Horn, I didn't have a choice.
Of course not.
It was Kor's former master, Kyle Katarn, who said this. He turned to Kent and said,
I told you we should have done this somewhere else, Grand Master Hamner.
There was just enough sarcasm in Kyle's voice to make Kent clench his teeth visibly.
Next time we will, he said. But since they're here now, perhaps you would care to inform them of our decision regarding the arrest warrant.